This is Reluctant Adults, episode 3. Episode 4? What episode is it? Is it 3 or 4?
4.
It's 4. This is episode 4, feeding time at the zoo.
Good.
Food. Food time, feeding times.
Feeding time, yeah. I think I liked feeding time at the zoo.
All right, we'll keep that in then.
Let's just do it one more time just to...
Perfection wins BAFTAs.
In it.
I mean, you know all about that.
I've got loads. I've got loads.
Exactly. We'll come to that in a minute.
Sure. Welcome to Reluctant Adults, a podcast by me, Lauren Crace, and him, Tim Warwood.
Hello. Yes, what you're about to listen to is an audio delve into the lives of two friends, work colleagues, but more importantly, parents.
Now, these audio offerings serve as a kind of self-help guide as we go through our day-to-day lives, begrudgingly bringing up our kids.
This is Reluctant Adults, episode 3, feeding time.
It's not, Tim. It's episode 4.
Crumbs, man. I mean, that's what kids do to you. They make you feel like life is taking forever. This is Reluctant Adults, episode 4, feeding time at the zoo.
Smashed it.
Mate, oh God.
It's okay.
Sorry.
That's
about
the hardest bit, and we've done it.
Well, do you know, I wanted to talk to you about acting as well.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Start with acting because, I mean, you've done loads of acting. You're an actress. That's what you are. That's what you do. I, a couple of days ago, received my first script.
For what? Oh, yeah.
A movie?
Are you kidding me?
I've been written into a movie.
Shut up.
Yep. It's non-paid, but that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We've got to start somewhere, Bab.
Mate, haven't we all? I've been written in as myself. Sports present. Why are you laughing?
For some reason, the first thing that came to my head was Ed Sheeran in the film Yesterday. You're going to be the next Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I'm basically going to be a terrible version of myself.
I bet he didn't do it for free.
I bet he didn't do it for free.
Is it for like the new Chalet Girl?
Similar, yeah, but not snowboarding, skateboard, a skateboarding version.
Tim, this is
great.
Really, really funny.
Yeah, I am. I thought
Give
of you
the
immediately.
Deets.
Well, okay, long story short, I do know the director. He was the director of mine and Gendel's Animal Impossible BBC TV series that we worked on.
Seen it, loved it, great.
And thank you very much. And he kept talking when we were on location and in all these places. He kept saying, I've written a movie. He kept saying, me and Gendel were like, oh, what is it? And it's a skateboard movie. He's a big skateboarder. Anyway, he's written this movie about this dad, skateboard dad, kind of the classic, you know, kid begrudgingly loves him, kind of, you know, fractured relationship, split up with the wife, dad, you know, dad trying to do good, ends up doing this huge skateboard stunt at the end to win the heart of his child back, kind of deal.
And that's you?
No, I'm cast as the sports presenter.
I was going to say, wow, Tim, you've got a lead.
You've got a lead role.
But that's not you.
No. I'm reporter A, just as he's about to do the big stunt.
You're actually reporter A.
I think I'm going to be myself. I think I'm in as Tim Warwood.
Okay.
Presenter.
So that's just great.
Imagine if I get it and I get to go on a film set.
Sorry, you've got to audition to be
No, I think I'm in it. He's been a bit coy about the whole thing, but we've got to meet up on Zoom to chat through it. But he's also, it's the film's with investors and I'm not sure if it's been 100% greenlit yet, but.
Oh, okay.
Still exciting.
That is well exciting. Look, if they need someone in their mid 30s who can't skate.
Yeah.
just let him know about me. Yeah.
All right. Will do.
Cool.
Will do.
This is great and absolutely nothing to do with the theme of today's podcast,
which is feeding times. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about as well before all of this was that when you were texting me to meet up, you texted me at 7:43 and said, I'm just going to put the kids down. Now, I know this isn't the sleep episode by any stretch of the imagination, but you said to me at 7:43 on text, just putting the kids down. We're still on for a bit later. I texted, yeah, fine. You then texted me at 8:02 to say I'm good to go. Now, that was 19 minutes. To put three kids down, that's a world record. There's no way your kids are asleep.
No, they're not asleep. I think the girls are, actually. I don't know what's happened, right? I think they listened to last week's podcast. Because in the last 3 days, so Michael's away and I've been putting them to bed, and I do not know what's happened. I need to touch wood because they're going to come through the ceiling any second.
You do introduce it as a self-help guide.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but
the last 3 days, they have gone to bed and not got out of bed again. So I put them to bed. Basically, normally it does take longer, but I let them stay up to finish this horrific film called Zombies 2.
The musical where the zombies
on Disney Plus. Basically, they were watching that, and I said, okay, lads, you can stay watching this, but that does mean we're not going to do books tonight because it'll be too late. So we've got to go upstairs and get and just be prepared to get into bed, have your songs, but there's no books. And I don't know what happened, but they went with it. And they're still there.
Man, that's good.
Jack's still... Well, I mean, it doesn't normally work. Jack's still awake, but he's doing his own thing in his bedroom, making a Beano comic.
Oh, that's good.
You'll sneak in at some point, but, you know.
Come to say hello.
So, yeah. So I think they listened to last week's and went, you know what? We sound like complete dicks.
we've got to up our game. We're pretty bad children, aren't we, on the grand scheme of things.
It sounds like my mum's absolutely about to lose the plot. We should just fix up and do something about it.
Oh, I love it. Love it. And here we are to talk about feeding.
Feeding.
How was tonight? Let's start at the start. I fed my kids chili from August 2020 today. I mean, it had been in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, is this okay? Is this okay to feed them chili from?
I guess
it was frozen.
It was frozen.
Heated it through.
Did you? That's always the problem, isn't it? If you don't heat it through properly. How boring was that last sentence? I'm so sorry. Edit that out.
That's the tease, what you're on about.
Oh, God.
What are we like?
Yeah, no.
Go on, how was your dinner? How was your dinner time? So, notoriously bad, innit, dinners and kids?
There's two times of the day that I dread. We've already covered one of them, and that's bedtime. The other time of the day that I honestly hate is dinner time. It's mainly the girls, but it's literally, there is not a dinner where there's not spilt drinks. There is not a dinner where I don't have to kind of tie one of them down to the chair because they get up, they climb over the table. And I cannot believe at the ages of 6 and 8 that it's still this horrific. And I the amount of times I've said, I am going to get you high chairs again and tie you in so you can't get out.
That's a staple sound bite in my
kitchen. Is it as well?
Night times.
I just like how...
I'm digging out the high chair.
Do you still have some? Avar's away.
I don't know that.
Oh, because I'm just I'm going to go to IKEA. IKEA. I'm going to buy 2 plastic white high chairs.
No, don't. Please.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to pay extra for the padded inserts. You're just going to have to sit on the plastic. So today's dinner, I mean, it's been worse, but it was still pretty long. The main issue at the moment with our dinner times is Isla, twin two.
I wonder when we'd get onto the numbers.
Twin two.
Episode four, yeah, twin two.
She's 10 seconds behind twin one or something. She takes about, she's generally quite slow at everything in life, making decisions, going to the toilet. She always needs a poo halfway through dinner time. And then she's in there for sometimes like half an hour.
Wow.
She's really slow. And that's not even the pooing bit. That's the washing her hands afterwards. It's just everything is a long process. She just is unable to sit and just eat and then go. She like will sit down and then she needs to talk and then she needs to get up and do a dance and she needs to get up and hug the dog. So it just is so long and boring. And that was today's meal.
And so then when you release the other two, because they're probably finished before, does then she go apoplectic that they've gone and she's still there to eat?
Well, it's the exact same rigmarole every single day. I do the nobody gets up till we're all finished.
Yeah.
Then within 7 minutes of saying that, I go, you two just go. And I end up having to spoon feed my six-year-old still because... Then there's the if you don't finish your dinner, you don't get pudding, because I'm sure that's obviously the conversation in every household. Then she doesn't eat her dinner. The bartering. Then she probably doesn't eat her dinner, so then she doesn't get pudding. So then there's the hissy fit after dinner that happens every single day. Yesterday, I couldn't be bothered with the hissy fit. So although she hadn't finished her dinner, I still gave her pudding, but I gave her one less chocolate button than the other two. So they had three chocolate buttons dipped in the top of their bowl of yogurt and honey. I only gave her two as a punishment. Well, sorry, you only have...
It's because you had the other one because you needed the
basically,
one.
I needed some chocolate. So she...
whilst they were...
So she only had the two. So then instead of going, oh, well, I thought I wasn't going to get pudding and I have got pudding and yes, I've got one less chocolate, but I've still got chocolate. So this is good. She then...
Camel lucky stars, really.
Well, you'd think. She then refused to eat her pudding because she was so...
Doubled down.
Yeah, she was like so angry that she'd been given pudding, even though she behaved like an idiot. But she, because of that one less chocolate button, she refused to eat it. So I ate it.
Oh.
Yeah. How was your dinner?
Great, really. They all ate their couscous and veggie dinner. And we, you know, we ate and then we left. The kids loaded the dinner. No.
Shut up.
It was, no, couscous? Absolutely not. No. Tonight, sounds very similar to what you go through, but it is the... So Ren, our middle one, is the... She's the problem child. Lila will woof hers down. You have to be very specific in what you give Lila. Lila's 11, but she knows what she wants. There's no disguising or fooling Lila.
Same as Jack.
So it is what it is. She eats what she eats, and I know what she eats. So actually, I can cater for Lila, and I know she'll eat it. Sonny is there or thereabouts. Sometimes he will eat it, no questions. And then other times he's an absolute nightmare. So he's either one or 10.
Okay.
Whereas Ren is pretty much a constant 2.6. Like she takes forever to eat things.
Same as Isla.
And then it's cold and then everyone else has gone. And why can't I leave? And that's not fair. And you love them more than you love me.
God, does she?
I don't want it. Yeah. You've let them go. Why do they get to leave? And it is I think we've stopped puddings now. Puddings are weak. And in fact, Lila tonight said it when we were having dinner. She turned to Ren and she went, you're not getting any pudding. And Ren went, yeah, we are. And Lila said, you're not, because we only get puddings on weekends. Everybody knows that.
Are you joking?
So puddings, we only do puddings on weekends because they're so bad at eating. So they don't get puddings. maybe a sliced apple. We had a punnet of grapes at about 7 o'clock, and that was
good.
And
just to give them some diarrhea through the night.
Just to loosen their bowels for the morning.
Yeah, have some prunes while you're at it.
Have some prunes.
That's Ren's interesting.
Ren's a nightmare. Yeah. So Ren basically just cries, and then she'll come and sit on your lap. I'll eat it. And now she knows, she'll go, I promise I'll eat it if I can sit on your lap. No. And then you go in, really needed to eat this food. She's had 2 of her 5 a day. This is another one of them.
2? That's good.
Just, well, barely. One of them's breakfast. when I say 2 of her 5 a day, I mean she's had breakfast and lunch, and now this will be dinner. And it's just shocking. But we're now... And this is the thing that I love and I hate, is the fact that now we're all out of the baby phase. So even though Sunny's 3, there's no plastic. You know, they don't like plastic. I don't want the plastic fork and spoon. Mm. I don't want the plastic. So we've had to now upgrade them all. So they've all upgraded to proper cutlery and proper knives and forks. But now they make a really loud banging when they bang them on the plates. So they love doing that.
Do they like to bang them like this on the table, like they're in some sort of school scene in
Oliver Twist?
Yeah.
So
mine, it's like they bang it on the table, dinner, dinner, as if they're really hungry. And you go, well, it's a bit rude and pretty annoying and loud, but this is a positive sign that you're hungry. Then you give the food, then they don't eat it. Jack, I've got to say, luckily he's not doing any socialising at the moment, but I'm a bit nervous about when he does get invited around to friends' houses again, because still at the age of 8, he doesn't use a fork.
A fork or a knife?
Mate, forget knives. I don't even put him a knife on the table. He'd only stab his sister in the face or something. No, he still doesn't even think to use the fork. He uses his fingers, and I have to insert the fork into his hand and go, we stop being such a tramp.
Like the Neanderthal version, just grabbing
sausages,
handfuls.
Like dipping, you know, scooping his potato. No, he doesn't do that. But
do you know what though? It's funny you say that, because sometimes you can put Lila's cutlery straight back in the. Lila will just, if it's pizza, chips, and corn on the cob, you don't have to give Lila, you know, she'll just eat it all
and I do sort of get it, but at the same time, at least for your chips, use a fork.
Now, do you make them wash their hands before dinner? I mean, should we both say it? 3, 2, 1.
No,
I don't.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah. Normally when we've got guests around.
I think I do it.
Wash your hands, children. Yeah. Wash your
Come
hands.
On, darlings, everyone. sometimes I do, but that's mainly when... Because I don't know how it happens, but kids are so filthy, aren't they? And sometimes I look at Jack's hands when he gets home from school, and they're grey. You know, just pure grime. And I'm like, I bet you've not washed your hands all day. And he's constantly got his hands down his pants or up his nose. So I have to say, I'm more on it with him because he is a bit grimy. He's a bit of a grimy boy. Yeah. But no, I've got to admit, I'm a bit bad.
Yeah, we are.
Oh my God, are our kids going to get taken into care?
More than likely.
Shit.
More than likely. I'll sometimes at dinner look at Lila's nails and I'll go, oh, God.
Oh, the nails. I know.
Ooh.
So that's how they eat now. But because I think this eating thing, if I'm going to like psychoanalyze myself.
Yeah.
I think it's like stuck with me from when they were babies, because I found feeding them as babies so stressful. Like the weaning process, I found really stressful. With Jack, I remember standing, we lived in Crouch End, and I stood there in the with him in a pram, and I was stood there in like the veggie section of Waitrose, because I'm posh.
Well, you've already said Crouch End.
No, exactly. So they ain't posh. Got like a Lidl, so
they don't have Aldi.
No, I had no choice, so I had to go Waitrose. And just staring at all this veg, just trying to work out what you can feed a child without, you know, choking and killing them. And then, like, every day trying something different. So you'd put him in his high chair and you realise that was a nightmare because it just got lobbed everywhere. So then I used to set up, like, a picnic on the floor. So I'd get, like, a big throw on the floor and put food all over it like he was a hamster so he could crawl around and go, oh, here's some mini sweet corn, and I'll nibble on that and lob it, and then he'll crawl around a bit more and there's a breadstick, and then so
like a find and play, like a just an explore
sort of, because I just was like, I just didn't,
these are all senses.
I didn't get it. I was like, you can't feed them in a high chair because it doesn't stay on the high chair.
No, just goes everywhere.
It's just rank. It's absolutely rank. So then he basically hated solids. And because I was a lazy ass, I didn't do home cooked. I was the queen of Ella's pouches with Jack.
Oh, yeah. They're good though, aren't they?
They're great. So, you know, I'm embarrassed saying this. I wouldn't even, you see some parents, don't you, squidging the Ella's pouches in a little bowl, giving it a stir, putting it in the microwave, giving it a stir to make sure there's no hot bits.
You went straight out the
pouch. Bab, I was straight out the pouch like it was a carton of orange juice, squidging it in his mouth. But sometimes he wanted it and sometimes he didn't. So because I used to get stressed, I worked out that he was more likely to take the pouch if it was like I was feeding him like a bird. So so I would hold the Ella's pouch in my mouth like this. I mean, you can't see it because this podcast. Holding the Ella's pouch in my mouth, and then I would lean forward and squidge it. I would squidge it and then put the end in his mouth, and he would eat from the other end. So we were like little robins.
Oh,
eating the
God.
Like Ella spaghetti bolognese cold directly from the pouch with me at one end and him at the other.
Oh my God. I presume you were home alone at this point. You're not doing this, you're not doing this in the local cafe, are you, or anything?
No, I think that's why I was doing it, because I was home alone and I couldn't say, Mikes, will you feed the bloody child? This is again. I need a job.
Needs must.
Again, it's me on my own going, how am I going to get food in this baby? I've done my platter on the floor and now I'm feeding him directly mouth to mouth from an Ella's pouch.
Oh my God. That is brilliant.
But you know what? He's eight and he's grown and he's all right.
It's all right.
And that's probably...
Occasionally I still have to feed him like that, but he's...
Well, I suppose that makes sense why he doesn't know how to use cutlery.
Oh my God. Poor Jack. Thinks he's a flipping sparrow.
Oh, he's got legs like a sparrow.
Oh, brilliant.
Poor child.
Oh, well, needs must, don't they? One of your five a day. You get it like really forced upon you, don't you, as a new parent, that your child must have vegetables, they must have this. And we started off so brilliantly with Lila. We were so classic East London parents. And, you know, we weren't as posh as you. We lived in Bow. But even so, we'd go to all the nice shops and we'd buy organic this. And it must be, oh, no, she only has steamed vegetables. Oh, no, we don't give her processed this. Oh, no, we don't. Sugar. We don't have sugar. And I tell you what. Your kids are brilliant, and actually this is what I've realised with eating and foods and habits and stuff, is that kids are brilliant at eating absolutely everything until they have that first taste of sugar.
Mm.
And it absolutely decimates their taste buds and everything else goes out the window.
Yeah.
Because Lila would eat she'd eat everything, like sweet potato, everything, you know. And then my dad gave her a jam donut. She was about 7 months old, and he was cutting up bits of jam donut, the sugary ones that you get, yeah, that you try not, yeah, to lick your lips, oh, when you eat it, you know, them ones from Sainsbury's. Yeah, they're the best. He gave her it, and I walked in, what is she eating? He's like, she loves it. She's sucking on a donut. And Lila was, her eyes
popping out of her head,
as big as dustbin lids, and she was going, no. And that was Lila's first introduction to sugar. And after that, we couldn't get her to eat any boiled sweet potato.
No
mushed up broccoli.
Do you know what the girls, so that when we weaned, that's really hard to say, when we weaned the girls, we were on holiday at the time and we were in Cornwall, and my mum and dad were there, and Marco's mum and dad were there, and we'd literally started weaning them, I don't know, about 2 days before we went. And I was a bit better with the girls, actually. So we kind of gave them what we ate at the table, I guess, because by the time you've had one, they're just.
You don't care, do you? You don't care about them.
I was going to say, I was trying to put it nicely, but you basically don't make the effort.
No, it doesn't matter.
So I didn't feed them.
Like, have you salted those potatoes? Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put loads in? Yeah, that'll be all right.
God, do you remember I used to go to Boots baby section and buy all these ridiculously flavourless stock, you know, baby, yeah, no salt stock and all that. I didn't do any of that with the girls. No. Basically, they were just having chicken stew, whatever that we'd eaten at home. We went on holiday.
Chili in.
Yeah, spicy, all of that.
It's a miracle they're alive.
I know. Well, they're like curry now.
So go on. Sorry, you're in Cornwall.
We're in Cornwall. Michael's mum and dad are there. Michael's mum, she...
I don't know why I'm laughing.
She loves to... She's a feeder. And she likes to see kids eat.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what it is. So day two of them being weaned, they're 6 months old. They still probably only weigh about 6 pounds or something, you know, tiny, scrawny little things. There she is, spoon feeding them chocolate ice cream. They literally went in 2 days from porridge, chicken stew, to full fat Cornish chocolate ice cream.
Oh my God.
And then you're right, that's it. Done. Then they had the taste of sugar and they're like, oh, yeah, life is great.
I bet they loved it.
Absolutely. But I have to say, then they had diarrhea for a week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it?
That's probably too much information.
Happens, doesn't it? Happens.
I love it. When the kids go up to Sheffield to stay with them and they have they have a great time. They love it up there. And Michael's mum will phone on the evening and she'll say, oh, do you know what? They ate so well. I've never seen them eat like... She's not Brummy, so I don't know why I'm doing that. So they ate so well. They ate all their food. I couldn't believe it. They've never sat at the table so well. And you go, oh, my God, what did they eat? What did you feed them? Well, in Morrison's, they've got these new, they're like fish fingers, but they're fish and potato. So actually they're mainly potato, but they're in the shape of a fish. So they had them and they had potato waffles. And then she just reels off all this like party food. And you go, well, of course they sat at the table, ate it, because you basically just gave them a beige buffet. Who doesn't love a beige buffet? Well, I've told you about Jack shotting sweet corn, like tablets.
Yeah.
That's the only veg he gets in him.
Is it really?
Yeah. He'll eat it in stuff, but we do chili and we do spag bol and pasta sauces. So if it's in there, he'll eat it. But if you put like a piece of broccoli on his plate, it wouldn't touch it.
No, I'm going in here. You have
to
disguise it. You have to disguise the food.
Okay, well, it's funny you're talking about people who disguise their kids' food, because we have had a message in, and I'm going to call this feature If you thought your kids eating was a nightmare, dot, dot, dot.
Right then, this is from none other than BBC TV's Ski Sunday presenter, Shemi Alcott. Have a listen to this.
I've got two pretty epic feeding fails with my kids. Lockie, my oldest, was obsessed with Petit Filou when he was a kid. Didn't love green vegetables. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hide it. So I used to dip the broccoli and the peas, hide it with pink Petit Filou, strawberry Petit Filou. And he used to smash it down and he didn't know that he was eating greens. With my second, I learnt, Cooper, I was a bit better. Having said that, we do travel a lot and I forget the high chair all the time. And I use bungee cords. You know, the bungees that you use to strap the skis and the boards on the top of the car. I use those sometimes as a high chair, homemade style. Sure, that's not great parenting either.
Oh.
Very good.
Hey, listen. Okay. We'll come to the ratchet strapping your kids down in a minute, but disguising the food. Do any of your kids watch YouTube and there's the song, it's, do you like broccoli?
Do you like broccoli?
Yes, it's
yucky.
Yucky. Well, I'm sure it says, do you like yogurt? Yes, I do. Do you like broccoli yogurt? Yucky.
Maybe much, that's her.
Maybe it is.
Not only does she work on Ski Sunday, she also has a YouTube channel where she makes up little songs.
Dipping broccoli and peas in yogurt.
That actually makes me feel a bit sick.
No,
doesn't
you
use strawberry flavoured broccoli?
I'm really intrigued by it.
So yogurt and veg is a great idea. My hairdresser used to do the same. She used to cover her veg in strawberries.
Did she?
Strawberries. No, she didn't. That's just gone. She used to cover her veg in sugar.
Really?
Which I don't know if that just goes against the whole point of eating veg.
Yeah, what you're doing.
Also, that's a really good trick. But as a non-skier, it's not something I carry on my car.
Ratchet strapping your kids down. I've actually done it once, and I did it for not as a high, like a makeshift high chair. I actually did it to keep Ren in a seat. She wouldn't leave. And I looked down, and sure enough, there's a roof rack strap there. So I put it round her waist. Tied it up nice and tight.
In the house?
No, just on the chair at the kitchen table. It's bad, isn't it?
That's
child abuse.
That is child abuse, I think, maybe. She's all right, though, isn't she?
Yeah, of course she is. She's absolutely fine. We've also had another little story in. This one comes courtesy. We have had another one. This comes courtesy of James Whitehouse in North London.
So, yeah, my story is took Woody, our eldest, to Nando's when he was like, I don't know, 18 months old or something, and sat down, and he was a bit grumpy, so we ordered lunch, and I thought, I'll get him some hummus. Loves hummus. Kids love hummus. So started giving him that, and his grumpiness just got worse. He was getting super eggy. And pretty much screwing the house down. So I was like, it must be his teeth. So what I'll do is I'll keep feeding him this nice, cool hummus to cool his teeth down and he'll love it. So basically force feeding him to kind of shut him up slash, you know, make him feel better. The waitress comes over and goes, I'm really sorry to bother you, but the hummus is chili hummus. So I've basically been force feeding him to kind of shut him up slash make him feel better, but cool down his gums with chili hummus.
Oh my
God. James, oh, that poor baby.
Oh,
I bet he had the terrible runs the next day.
Oh, I bet he did.
Oh, poor Babby.
Oh.
Also, isn't that such... I mean, when we grew up, we did not grow up eating hummus, did we?
It wasn't invented, was it?
It wasn't invented.
It was on the same... It was in its original country with avocados and pita breads. You just didn't get them,
okra.
Did you? Okra. chia seeds.
Like now, you see kids like tucking into olives, and you're like,
yeah, Ren loves olives.
Who are these kids? Jack likes olives, actually, but
yeah, won't eat a cooked carrot.
Oh no,
loves olives.
Yeah, mental. Loves a dal. Calls it yellow curry, but yeah. Loves a dal. So we get a curry every Friday night, and Jack and Isla. Jack and Emmy both love dal. They call it yellow curry. Both, obviously, they all like the rice. They all like the naan. You know, the carbs they're fine on. But Isla won't eat the yellow curry. So we have to make the curry people around the corner. We ask them to make a pink curry.
No.
So that she'll eat it.
Brilliant.
So it's basically a masala, but they put extra yogurt and stuff in to make it more pink. So I think it's because when this started, Emmy's favourite colour was yellow. So why the hell was she getting a yellow curry and I wasn't getting a pink curry?
Oh my God.
So we have to phone up and go, and would you mind making...
Can you do the pink one for...
Do the pink curry again for us. Like, absolute knobheads. They're like, oh, there's those dickheads again around the corner asking for the pink curry. Who do they think we are?
Oh, I love that you'll go to it, though. It's the lengths that parents go to, though, isn't it, to do it? You know, I'm not quite on... cooking individual foods yet?
No, I'm quite strict on that. I won't. I'll do small things, like one of them might have sweet corn and the other one wants beans with whatever we're having. But I'm not. I won't cook them different meals. You're just in a trap then, aren't you?
Yeah, they've got you there and then, haven't they?
I think we should talk about eating out.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I know it's something we haven't done in a really long time.
What, no, well, we haven't, have we? No, no one's done it. Eating out, then. I'm just trying to think, good or bad. I've taken the kids to Nando's. Where was your favourite? You see, I was gutted when they closed. Well, they kind of threatened to close Pizza Express, but then they didn't. Or maybe they did close a few of them. Well, I'm not quite sure, because I've still seen one open, but Pizza Express is always the good one. A nice treat.
Yeah.
But you know, your kids are basically just going to eat pizza. They're not getting any goodness. If you wanted to try and get your kid to eat something good, where would you take them?
Mine again, Wagamama's.
Posh, your kids will eat Wagamama's.
So again, Jack's favourite food is chicken and rice.
Oh, amazing.
So he basically gets the kids katsu chicken. I'm holding this like some old school BBC sports presenter because I've got nowhere to put it because of the bloody dog.
For those not on our YouTube, Lauren is dog on her lap and she's now holding her microphone. You look like Annika Rice from the 1980s.
Oh, do I? I loved Annika. Challenge Annika.
Challenge Annika, yeah, with the headphones on.
So Jack loves chicken and rice. So he basically gets the katsu chicken and rice, but doesn't eat any of the actual flavour of the katsu, just eats the chicken and the rice. So it's basically like chicken nuggets and rice.
Yeah.
And the girls will have some sort of noodly bowl. But Pizza Express, I once took them to Pizza Express in the Boring in Birmingham. Again, you know, when you do stuff and you've got the kids on your own and you go somewhere and you go, why the hell did I think this was a good idea?
I think this is going to be a good idea, yeah.
So it's me on my own with three of them. It's off, you know, it's like in the middle of the summer holidays or something and you're just going mad. So I took them all into town on the bus. The girls were two and they were toilet training. And so we're all in this booth and it's going all right until halfway through the meal, Isla kind of stands up and, you know, spreads a leg and stands like, you know, she's about to do star jumps and just wheeze all over the floor.
Oh,
in the middle
goodness.
Of Pizza Express. And actually, I was in Pizza Express another time with a friend and her son, and he weed himself on the floor in Pizza Express as well.
Oh, wow.
So it's really no surprise they got closed down, is it?
It's one of those places. It's a bit like, what's the other cafe now that moms and dads always go to? There's a chain over our way. I'm not sure if they're your...
Loco Lounge.
The lounges, yeah.
The lounges,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so like they're over here, they're Verdo and Renato Lounge and all those.
Renato?
Yeah, they're all
he
the same.
Sounds fancy.
Two brothers from Worcester started up that chain.
Did but, they?
Yeah. But they are, they're, these lounges now, they're a free-for-all for parents because they've got a kids zone, haven't they? They've got a box, yeah. A couple of boxes of toys and the crayon
kids
pot
menu.
Is always stocked. Kids menu that they can draw on and a crayon pot.
Yeah.
It's like free childcare, isn't it?
It is. If you go in after school, it's basically full of moms on the wine because they sell alcohol as well. So that is very important.
Yeah. They're on the fizz and all chips.
All the moms are on the booze and the kids are just absolutely running around like it's soft play. And occasionally running back to the table and getting a chip and running off again.
Yeah.
But you don't care if they lob it everywhere because it's not your house.
And incidentally, you can take your dogs in there. So it's... It is an absolute free-for-all. It's like the Wild West.
Sounds like hell. If you haven't got kids, we don't want to put this place down, but probably don't go.
If you haven't got kids. But if you do have kids, what a place.
It's fantastic. Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Do you take your kids to McDonald's?
No, we do the drive-through.
Do you?
I don't go. Do you know what? Jess,
we fought it for so long.
Did you?
We fought it for so, so long. Yeah, I think Lila was probably about 6 when she had
it. Are you joking?
Yeah, and it was at someone else's birthday party. But now we just free for all. Do you know what I mean? But it is a treat, and the kids know it's a treat. And it's never like a meal replacement. It's always like, should we go and have a McDonald's as a snack? It's never like dinner time because we are still pretty snobby like that. But this is what happens every single time we go. The kids get the little happy meals. Lila's now upgraded. She's on the double cheeseburger, so she knows what she wants.
Stop it.
The little ones, yeah. She's had a Big Mac before, Lila has. Finished a Big Mac. I was very impressed.
Wow.
But anyway, the little ones are on just the Happy Meal boxes. And we've got a Volkswagen Touran. And on the backs of the front seats, you can pull up these little tables, like almost like airline.
Can you?
Like on an aeroplane, yes.
God, you're bloody fancy, aren't you now,
Dave? Just a bit. So we pull them up, we put them out. The kids, Lucy, like rips the boxes in half. You end up with this little trash.
Do you know what? I only found that out a couple of months ago.
It's good, isn't it?
You could like tear it round the side.
Yeah.
Great invention.
So you can hear going, I don't want this. And I want. And so I'm starting, my stress level starting to go up because Lucy's do it going as fast as she can. And I'm passing drinks back. And don't spill this. Lila, yours is, and Lila's like, but I wanted the full-size milkshake. Now, you can't have the full-size milkshake, Lila, so I'm passing this back, and Lucy's trying her best, and they're crying and screaming, I don't like onions on my book. And you've not got onions, I've got you a plain one. And then, so my stress level's going up. So at this point, I kind of just hand it all over to Lucy, and I start to pull off, and this happens every single time. Lucy puts everything on their trays and we pull out and she goes, have you got yours? And I was like, yeah, pass it here. And I'm trying to drive one-handed. And I look up, I look left, I look right and I pull out. And as I pull out, we hear, shh, and off the and off the things. And put them, my food! And every single time I pull out of the drive-through and go flying and their boxes of chips and food ends up on the floor. Every time.
What do you do about it?
Just
pick it up and make them eat
scrape
it?
Scrape it up and put it straight back in the box.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Rank.
Going out. Just think when we get to go out again for food, our kids might be like well-behaved and actually trained by then.
Yeah, but I remember thinking that like when they reached 3 and then when they reached 4 and then when they reached 5. Every year, I think everything's going to be better.
This year will be okay. This year's going to be fine.
This is going to be the year when we can all go out and sit round a table. It's going to be really nice. Maybe it will be. I don't know. Maybe because they haven't eaten out for so long, they'll realise what a special thing it is when they're eventually allowed back in a ZZ's or something.
Posh.
One day. I know, I don't know why I said ZZ's. I never go ZZ's. I don't know why I said it.
I didn't want to call you out and go, there's no fucking way you've ever been to ZZ's, mate.
I think I have, but there's not. I don't have any ZZ's around here. I think it's more of a North Birmingham thing.
Posh. Posher, isn't it?
Posher. I was going to say it is. It's posher. Yeah.
Posher.
We just take ours down the pub. My kids love the pub.
Do they?
Oh, they love that. Honestly, they love going to the pub. The pub to them is they're allowed a fizzy drink.
Oh, yeah, good. Bag of crisps.
Bag of crisps on the table. Mom and dad are a bit like...
Don't tell them off as much.
Free and easy. Yeah. They love it. They love going up the bar.
And what, ordering stuff?
Yeah, they love it.
You've got good bars. You've got proper pubs, haven't you?
Not great ones for kids around us, though, actually. We generally like go out into the countryside or whatever, get a good pub, send them up to the bars. They love it. Makes them feel really old and it, you know.
Go and get mom half lager with a dash of lime.
Yeah, go on, Babs, and then order yourself 3 apple juices. Go on. What table? We are at table 16. 1-6. 1-6. Go on. And they go up and they go, put it on my mum's tab.
Have you ever been for a meal with the kids where it's actually everything's fallen into place? Have you ever been out for a meal that you've gone out or you've perhaps come away and you've turned to Michael and you've gone, oh my God, they ate all their food. They were good. There was nice chat and we've had a nice time and you've come away again.
Yeah.
Because that's the holy grail, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's false because it only happens once, Tim.
Yeah.
Have you?
I'm desperately trying to think if we have. Do you know what? I've had it with Lila. We went away with Lila when she was 8 years old. Well, no, 7 years old. We went to Canada. We went on a skiing holiday. And
wow.
Posh, mate. Like I said, North Birmingham.
So I don't know who you are anymore.
It was a freebie actually. I worked for 5 days at the ski and snowboard show, and instead of getting paid, I got given a free holiday. So we went on a skiing holiday, and that was like, I don't know, Lila just seemed to have turned a corner, and we went out, me, Lucy, and Lila every night it was in Canada actually, and we had the best meals. I remember it being really nice. Lucy was
How old was she?
She was about 7. I think she was about 7.
Okay.
But Ren, we left Ren at home with my mom and dad. Ren was probably a year old, so we left her with mom and dad. And
good choice.
We've never since then had that time again. So that's probably how I can remember it so well, come to think of it. But I think I'm just clinging on to that. And I thought I'd get there. I thought by the time, I think I said mentioned earlier, getting rid of the plastic off the table has been a bit of a milestone for me, because I'm thinking, well, they're on our way now, but they're still not eating their food. And then my next milestone is when we get rid of, we've got like a higher chair. It's not a high chair. It's like a chair that's higher for Sonny because he's the smallest. But now he's going through the rigmarole of, I don't want to sit in that. They're not sitting in it and I don't want to sit in it. So now I have to sit on the high chair to eat my bloody dinner.
You're bending down to eat.
Bending down to eat my dinner. I can't get my legs under the table. I took a photo of it the other day, actually. So I'll share that and you can have a look at it. But it'll come. It will come. We'll be able to have nice meals.
And I'm going to repeat exactly what I said last week. But just like sleep, we've got payback again.
Yeah. We have indeed.
Because
we
will, at some point in our lives, you will be invited round to Ren's house for dinner. And she will put a plate of food in front of your face and go, here you are, Dad, I've made this for you. And you're going to go, thanks. And then you're going to sit there for 2 hours being so slow at eating
pushing
it.
Some of it on
and
the
eventually,
floor. Start crying.
Yeah, feeding the cat under the table. Then you're going to start crying. And then you're going to demand that you sit on her lap because you promise that you will eat it if she feeds you.
That is exactly what I'm going to do.
Please do that.
I'm only going to eat if I can sit on your lap.
Yeah.
Dad, you're 60.
Do it. Oh. So we've it's all about payback.
It's all about payback.
And also, and I'm realizing this is a common theme.
Go on.
But if we'd only had our first child, if we'd only had one, we would be having lovely calm tea times, but the more you have, the more complicated every little bit of parenting becomes.
Yeah. God, why do we do it? And on that bombshell, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed that. Lauren, what should they do? They should subscribe.
You should subscribe. You should like. If you're listening on Apple, get yourself down. Yeah. Scroll down. Give us a little review if you can. Every little helps.
Yes,
enough respect.
Does. It absolutely
does. Did I just do that?
Hey, and also give us a little share. Any other parents out there, let them know. Let them know about mine and Lauren's little podcast that we're knocking out.
And send stories. We love to hear your stories.
We absolutely love your stories.
And they inspire us and they will give us new ideas for new episodes.
Absolutely.
But have a good week.
Thanks, you too. Any big plans?
Oh, big plans. No, no plans.
Homeschooling.
But you've got a curry on...
The curry will be here. I'm going to go and eat it. I've not had the knock yet, but it doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, lucky lad. Wednesday night curry. Mate. You're going rogue.
Posh, aren't we? Posh.
You are posh. I've got to wait till Friday for mine. Enjoy, Bab.
Cheers, Bab. Speak to you soon.
Big love. See you soon. Bye.